This is one of those, for me, touchy kinds of segments, interviews, if you will. I've made it pretty clear over the years, maybe you don't know this if you're a new listener. Oh, by the way, I hope you stream us. All the cool kids stream. At WJR.com, you can also get our podcast. If you can't be here noon to 2, please listen in on the podcast. But it's always been problematic for me when teachers go on strike. I would add to that nurses, doctors. I guess I'm looking at, as is often the case, when somebody goes on strike, the people who are immediately affected aren't the people that anyone has a bone to pick with. The teachers aren't mad at the students. The nurses and doctors aren't mad at the patients. But I am told in this case, the patients are going to be protected. And we're going to hear about this from Dr. John Bayling, an emergency room physician at Ascension St. John Detroit. Maybe you have seen that a strike or strikes have been set by the doctors at St. John in Detroit. We're going to get the clear picture from Dr. John Bayling. Dr. John, it's Paul W. Smith. Nice talking with you.
Hi, thank you so much for having us. I appreciate you bringing some light to some of the stuff happening over here. So thank you.
I know there are problems. Man, there are problems everywhere, but I know there are problems in healthcare. Everybody is overworked. People are burning out. It started before COVID, but COVID made it worse, and it didn't get any better after COVID. Well, there is no after COVID yet. But tell me what the problem is, what you're asking for, what you're upset about at Ascension St. John's from your point of view.
Well, you couldn't paraphrase what's happening more perfectly in that statement right there. Everybody is absolutely burned right out. And it started before COVID, but COVID exacerbated it. And Ascension St. John's, it happens to sort of have the worst of it. We have a high needs, highly vulnerable population that we love taking care of, but your physicians and nurse practitioners there are recognizing that patient care is suffering due to a private equity firm, a large corporation, prioritizing profits over patient care. We don't have enough beds open. We have patients waiting in the waiting room 15 hours, with things like infectious diseases, broken bones, heart attacks, strokes that need emergent care. That's the reason they came to the emergency room. And they're out there waiting for hours and hours to see somebody. We have doctors and nurse practitioners willing and able to see them. And our staffing company refuses to engage in conversation about how to increase patient safety concerns that we've brought up with them. And so, unfortunately, we have been, this is our 11th or 12th round of negotiation. We're still arguing about whether billboards should be put in the bathroom or not, right? We are nowhere near any sort of meaningful change in our contract and patient safety and staffing levels and resource levels. And so we've been forced to strike, which is what nobody wanted to do. And I want to go back to one thing you said is this breaks our hearts. We are physicians that work in a vulnerable population in a high stress environment. We don't want any patient to ever suffer. And so you're right. We have been assured by the hospital and by Team Health that patients will not suffer for this. There is going to be adequate staffing with not your regular doctors, but doctors who have the training necessary to take care of patients in their most vulnerable times.
And so thank you for clearing that up, Dr. John Bayling. Yeah. And I forgive me, it's my job as an observer. When you say something I don't quite understand, even though it's insignificant by the way you said it, what the heck are billboards in the bathroom?
Oh, my God. You know, every union wants to have, updates of, where we're going to, next meeting is this, or, be sure to vote for, X, Y, and Z. And so you have to be able to post those in your workplace. And
it's not at all what I thought. And I thought, man, they're selling advertising in the bathrooms. Things are very tough in the hospital.
Oh, it's just union news. And they want to argue about you can put it over the toilet. Right. We're like, what the hell? Right. So, I mean, this is just an example of surface bargaining, not really addressing any of our issues, not really making meaningful inroads into our contract. And so just like the people of Detroit are resilient and don't tolerate a lot of baloney and BS, neither do their physicians and nurse practitioners. We won't be treated this way. Our patients deserve better. Our patients deserve well-rested, happy physicians. That's what you expect for your parents when you take them in, your kids when you take them in, for yourself. And that's what the people on the east side of Detroit deserve as well. And it's our employer's job to make sure we have the resources to be that way, and they're not doing it. So,
all right. First of all, the hair rises, what left I have, the hair rises on the back of my neck when I hear, unfortunately, these three words, private equity firm. They are buying everything around us. And it's not, sadly, I don't hear enough times, if ever, someone say, you know, ever since the private equity firm came in, we have the best heating and air conditioning company we've ever had, or we have the best hospital we've ever had, or we have the best anything we've ever had. I'd love to hear it. I don't mean to point fingers, private equity firms. Heck, you may own us. I don't care. I've done this long enough that you can come down and fire me. I want to see someone improve something because of the money they got from a private equity firm.
Yeah, there's a place for capitalism somewhere, but it absolutely is not in healthcare, right? And the fact that a private equity firm would come in and try and make, and they do, they make millions of dollars in profits off the backs of a group of people on the, you know, east side of Wayne County and Macomb County and a little bit of Oakland County without reinvesting that money into resources for their care, is completely antithetical to the reason why people go into medicine. In fact, Senator Peter's office just launched a Homeland Security investigation into what's happening in Detroit. We are leading the nation now in trying to fight against this problem. I mean, 70% of hospitals are now owned by private equity firms.
Oh, boy. I'm going to ask a question that some will think foolish, but I'm going to ask you this question. Do you feel that anything that you, the doctors, the nurses, are asking for is unreasonable or cannot be reasonably done and still have this company run a company, run a business, and make money, which is what they're in the business of doing?
Absolutely not. The stuff we're asking for is stuff that they already do at other places, you know, places where their population isn't vulnerable as ours. It's easily victimized by our population. It's already
bring the music down just for a second. I know you're doing what you're supposed to do here, Danielle. Bring it down just for a second. I'm sorry. Finish your thought, doctor.
It's just that, you know, we take care of a majority black population, very poor population. If you look at what Team Health and, Blackstone are doing in predominantly white neighborhoods with resources and a patient population that won't accept this, right? We're not asking for anything they're not already doing, right? There's the staffing models we are proposing to them, the resources we're asking for, they already provide in our suburban hospitals. We're not asking for anything above and beyond that. We're asking for equity of care for a vulnerable population. And so, no, your question is absolutely appropriate, right? We are not, they could do this. And in fact, private equity may do things like human resources and billing and negotiation with insurance companies better than doctors do, right? And so there's a place for them, but they need to listen to people on the front lines, and they're not doing that here. They're prioritizing their profits over patient care. They're, you know, doing unfair labor practices, and now we have to go stand on the street and picket, and it's absolutely ridiculous when we want to be in there taking care of you, you know, in your most critical hour.
Best of luck to you, doctor, all the doctors and nurses and healthcare workers that you represent. I'm sorry it has come to this, and I appreciate hearing your side of the story very much.
No, thank you so much for having us on. Thank you.
Dr. John Bailing, emergency room physician, Ascension St. John Detroit strikes set by the doctors at St. John in Detroit. Now you've heard that part of the story. We'll certainly welcome the private equity firm, the company, to come on board and give us their side of the story, too, as we continue in focus with Paul W. Smith at WJR.